Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Caitlin McKellick of the Livestock Market Information Center. We're talking hay in just a moment.
Stillwater Milling Company, where we take livestock nutrition seriously. A&M feeds are made from ingredients that are tested to ensure safety, quality, and absolutely no fillers. Stillwater Milling Company counsels with Oklahoma State University livestock specialists to stay current on new developments in the care and feeding of livestock. Choose A&M feeds for safe, quality livestock feed. Call Stillwater Milling Company at 1-800-364-6804 for the ranch or dealer nearest you.
I'm a cotton farmer.
I'm BASF.
I'm made of grit, passion, and hands that never stop working.
I'm made of agronomics, innovation, and hands that never stop helping.
I believe cotton isn't a crop. It's a calling. I'm made to grow it.
Protect it.
I know this is important to my family.
Every family.
That's why I work harder.
Innovate better.
To make my cotton as good as it can be.
As protected as it can be.
I'm a cotton farmer.
I'm BASF.
We create chemistry.
She's the lead economist at the Livestock Market Information Center out of Denver. They work with land grants across the country. Caitlin McKellick talking on the K-State Radio Network with Eric Atkinson about cattle markets and some of the other factors impacting our cattle industry, including hay supplies. Caitlin McKellick says that right now, hay prices, hay stocks being hit hard by droughty conditions from our part of the country to points west.
Essentially, the western states have had extreme dryness that has impacted particularly the other hay crop, because that tends to be less, not as irrigated as alfalfa. Mostly alfalfa is irrigated, and so those supplies haven't been damaged quite as much as other hay supplies, which is anything that's non-alfalfa. So nationally, we're looking at an other hay price that was 6% above a year ago in August, and that's according to USDA NAS agricultural prices. Alfalfa prices are actually less than a year ago. They've backed off about 4% in this August. Now, one of the unique things that has happened, and this doesn't happen very often, is that other hay is actually outpacing alfalfa prices. So you have a premium for that other hay right now in some states. Now, there's only a few on that list. Colorado is one. I'm sitting here in Denver, and the hay market here is very tight compared to a year ago and compared to alfalfa. But Arizona, Montana, Nevada, and Washington are also on that list as showing premiums relative to alfalfa. Now, for Washington, that's not as abnormal. They tend to have a very high-end other hay market that lends itself to a lot of exports going overseas to overseas dairy farms. They also have a large retail sale, small bales towards horses, things like that, that demand a little bit higher quality other hay product. And so that's not as abnormal out there. But for the other states, that would be very unique.
And Caitlin McKellick believes that hay prices definitely will be impacted by tighter supplies in the days to come, balance of this year, and into the early part of 2021 as well.
I think the drought this year has put probably more pressure at this point on the cow-calf sector. I wouldn't be surprised if it was fairly widespread that we were doing some supplemental feeding this summer. That's probably going to draw down stocks and elevate that hay price through to the next marketing year, especially on the other hay side. You know, hay stocks have been tight for several years. And in 2020, we had what would have been a rebound in that level. They were up quite a bit year over year, but it was still a historical low level of stocks. And I think we're going to see that level get drawn back down to a very low level for by historical terms. And so I don't anticipate having a huge break in price next year. Although this year we saw that price climb throughout the year as our spring was actually fairly good from a forage production standpoint. And so if we have weather cooperate, it might not last that long, i.e. till next marketing year starts and you get that first cutting in. But on the cattle feeding side, I don't anticipate alfalfa prices changing all that much. We have seen seedings come back in certain areas reflective of those spots where alfalfa price has gotten higher. But overall, I'm not anticipating a whole lot more supply. They seem like they've had fairly normal yields and prices haven't escalated quite the way other hay has. So not a lot of changes expected on the alfalfa.
Tight hay supplies and correspondingly higher hay prices for other hay outside of alfalfa hay definitely seems to be out there ahead of us. And Caitlin McKellick and the folks at the Livestock Market Information Center have an article on the current status of hay stocks, hay price outlook, up on the LMIC website, the Livestock Market Information Center website, which is lmic.info. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Spur Ranch proudly invites you to the Performance Herd of the Heartland Sale coming Friday, October 23rd, 1 p.m. at Spur Ranch, 15 miles west of Vinita, Oklahoma. Over 550 head will sell, including 150 registered Angus, 18-month to 2-year-old performance-tested bulls. To see a catalog and videos, go to spurranch.com or call Clay Hartley or Jeff Owen at the ranch, 918-256-5850. Spur Ranch's Performance Sale, Friday, October 23rd. And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.